Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 782 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A lot of discussion in Ukraine caused the reaction of Western countries to the recent attack of Iran against Israel, when in particular British and American jets helped Israel to down missiles and Shahed drones launched against it. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that the entire world witnessed Allied action in the skies above Israel and neighboring countries. Quote, "It demonstrates how truly effective unity in defending against terror can be when it is based on the sufficient political will. Israel, the United States, the United Kingdom, France and Jordan acted together and with maximum efficiency," unquote, said the head of state. The president pointed out that Israel is not a NATO member, so no action such as triggering Article 5 was required, and no one was dragged into the war. Quote, "Shaheds in the skies above Ukraine sound identical to those over the Middle East. The impact of ballistic missiles, if they are not intercepted, is the same everywhere. European skies could have received the same level of protection long ago if Ukraine had received similar full support from its partners in intercepting drones and missiles," unquote, reminded Zelensky. Earlier, both the US and the UK said that they won't send their jets to help Ukraine defend itself against Russian missiles, as they are worried it might bring them in direct confrontation with Russia. US House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson introduced four separate bills on aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and national security priorities, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Johnson unveiled his proposal during a closed-door session of the House GOP on Monday after months of delaying. According to two Republican lawmakers who were at the meeting and talked to the Hill, the plan is to move the four bills under one procedural rule that would allow for amendments. A fourth bill related to national security would include a ban on TikTok, a provision that would allow the US to use seized Russian assets to aid Ukraine, a land lease act for military aid, and convertible loans for humanitarian aid. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that they oppose a separate bill on aid to Israel without aid to Ukraine. According to Jean-Pierre, a separate bill would not help Israel and Ukraine. It would actually delay the needed help. "We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine." Norwegian Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide has said that the F-16 aircraft that his nation would provide to Ukraine will assist Ukraine's armed forces in landing strikes deeper into Russian territory, reports Ukrinform. The minister said it at a briefing in Kyiv with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba. Eide believes that Ukraine should increase its ability to strike areas past the Russian borders. The minister did not rule out the possibility of providing further capabilities for Ukrainian forces to launch deeper strikes. He is also certain that the presence of F-16s on the battlefield will make a significant contribution to Ukraine's capabilities. According to media sources, Norway is planning to deliver 22 F-16 planes to Ukraine as part of the fighter coalition, with 12 of them in serviceable condition. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a proposal to observe a ceasefire in the world's major conflicts, including the Russian invasion of Ukraine, during the Olympic Games, reports European Pravda. Macron said that he counts on assistance from China's leader, who comes to Paris in a few weeks in this regard. The French president said that he would do all he could to achieve an Olympic ceasefire, clarifying that he was referring to the war between Israel and Hamas, Russia's war against Ukraine, and the war in Sudan. The 33rd Summer Olympic Games will be held in Paris from 26 July to 11 August 2024. The Olympic torch relay will start in April. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.